Good afternoon. Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM, and thank you for speaking to us.
Hello. How's it? How's it from Israel?
Oh, my goodness me. How's it? How's it? That was pretty good. We're quite impressed with that over here. Benji, you must be living in a place that is just full of material for you at the moment. What's it like being a comedian in Israel in the current time?
Well, it is fun being a comedian at any time. It helps to have a sense of humor, and, you know, when you're a fish out of water, everything is a potential source of material.
Who's your major source of inspiration? Who are you lampooning most at the moment?
I mean, myself, I guess. You know, I'm the common denominator. I'm the one who's in every situation. Yeah. So, you know, I used to make fun of Israelis more, but now I make fun of me and cultural differences and Americans and everybody.
So what am I hearing here? That the current elections are actually not all that funny.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This is my fourth election in this country, and you know, I don't know if I'm running out of jokes, but you know, it's not my first time, and I do take it more seriously. I guess I feel more invested than I have in the past.
Okay,
so, you know, I guess I'm still like posting some jokes on Facebook, but maybe they're a little more cynical or dark from the outside. But I think I think my friends here appreciate them.
Well, let's talk about Israeli humor, because my sense has always been that there is something a little dark in Israeli humor, either like highly slapstick or a little bit dark. Would that be an accurate assessment, or am I way off the line?
Yeah, I mean, it is dark, but, you know, when we say that as Anglos, as they're called here, you know, English-speaking Jews from the West, you know, we're also judging their humor from the outside. So, you know, I'm sure they would have judgments of our humor. So, you know, it is dark, but then again, they're joking about their own history, I guess, sometimes. But, you know, and then again, when you're in you're in this place that's been a war zone for part of 70 years, you know, you're going to need to be a little cathartic. So, yeah, I guess it is darker than what we're used to.
And, you know, you raise that. That's an interesting point. Probably humor plays a more important role in Israeli society than it does elsewhere, given the pressure cooker that you live in.
Yeah, I don't know if it plays a more important role, but like in America, I don't typically hear stand up about, you know, war or the army or conflict, because, you know, we're not fighting battles on our land. So, yeah, there's a whole, you know, wealth of material that's just not discussed in America, let's say.
Do you think Netanyahu is going to be the winner tonight?
I mean, he probably will. I mean, he's definitely the favorite. You know, I think most people, you know, it's better than average odds, but just can't know.
Yeah. No, it's just, I look back to times, I spent a bit of time in Israel, and I've, like you, have been through one or two elections, and the involvement, the sense of connection that one feels as the process is going on, you can't compare to any other kind of experience in any other country. It's just not the same. I think it is so hugely impactful on your life the next day that these are not, you're not voting over whether you want roads widened or not, you know, it's very, very different situation.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I don't even know anymore. I mean, that's what I would have said my whole life from the outside. But then again, I look at the United States and, you know, now most people, I think, would say, you know, the government in America is more screwed up than the one here. So, you know, look at Brexit in the UK. So who knows? I mean, the world has been flat for a while, but, yeah. I guess a lot of these trends are international. So, you know, whatever happens, hopefully we'll all be okay.
Benji, how does one make a living in Israel being an English-speaking Anglo comedian? Have you got an audience?
I do. I was actually in South Africa almost 3 years ago at Limud. So, I've had the opportunity to travel and perform around the world because, you know, I come from, you know, the Jewish world, youth movements and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not just stand up about any topics, but it's all about Jewish identity and, you know, Israeli society. So I do it here for all sorts of, you know, tour groups and youth movements and missions from abroad and things like that. And then I go to the States, I travel abroad and do shows for different Jewish communities. So, yeah, you know, the longer.
So where are we
going to
find you?
And,
in venues like Tzavta or some funny, smoky venues on Rothschild Boulevard? Where do you kind of perform?
Well, if you can get here in the next 2 days, I have a show in, at Freshman 15 on Thursday night. You know, every week there's English speaking shows and more I'm doing stuff for Israeli groups. So, you know, I've got a show at a bar this Thursday night. You know, yesterday I was performing for 80 Israeli 18-year-olds who are about to do shlichut in the States. So, you know, I'm happy to say I'm doing more and more stuff for native Israelis. And, but, yeah, definitely come to Israel. Come see me perform.
Finally, Benji, just do you have a Facebook page or something like that for those of us who will be in Israel and want to catch the show?
I do.
Where would we find you?
Yeah, you can check me. My website is BenjiLovett.com, or you could just Google Benji Lovett, Benji Israel Comedian, whatever. And, of course, on Facebook, I've got my page, Benji Lovett Comedian, with all sorts of stuff, my schedule. And, you know, I got some great South Africa jokes. I don't get to do them too often. So, definitely come out now or just now and see my show.
Just now. Thank you so much, Benji Lovett, for speaking to us. Time has gone 4:45 and it's time for a traffic update.